Welcome to Legacy, a Mom Podcast. We are all leaving a legacy. Have you thought about yours? I am Tina. I am here with Britt. Hey, Britt.
Hi.
So the pod is packed. We
Well, that's
had the
good.
pod delivered, and half the house is packed in a pod, and they're going to come and take it, and I won't see my stuff again until I get to my new house and I tell them to bring it to me. It's so weird. Like you start
That's
having
fast.
a, I know, you start having like these thoughts of, am I, how attached to my stuff am I when you pack it up in this box and then somebody takes it
Yeah.
away? You know,
Yeah, that's true.
it's
That's
so
true.
weird. Yeah. So it was like a check for me, like, okay, that's just stuff. If something happens to it, something happens
Yeah.
to it, right? Yeah. You
Yeah.
just, it's replaceable. But anyway, yeah. So the pod's packed. It, Rod is like the pod packer professional, but we've done it millions of times, I feel like, in the last
Well,
year, in the last 3 years.
it's that you also have done it back to back to back. Like,
We,
it
yeah,
feels like we've
like
done no break. You've just been packing
nobody,
pods for the whole beginning of the
you're next. You're the last one to move. So there we go. So today we're gonna take a deep dive into a subject that, oh boy, Britt texts me and says, do you want to talk about this? And I'm like, you know, you send the emoji with a scary face. Like, really? You want to talk about this? So, what we want to talk about today, and we hope we give you more answers than questions, is the whole concept of hell, because nobody talks about it anymore, and
Right.
it's nobody. It's like it's ignored. It's ignored from the pulpit. It's, you know, and I
Which
don't
is,
want this like turn a burn, turn a burn. That's not what we're talking about. And I think that's where
yeah.
the, you know, this whole concept got such a bad rap and nobody wanted to hear about it anymore because they felt like it was manipulation, but it's not manipulation at
Right.
all.
And I think too, because it causes discomfort. It makes us feel uncomfortable, which it should make us feel
It
uncomfortable
should,
to a
yes.
certain degree. Like, this isn't a comfortable topic to talk about, but the Bible has quite a bit to say about it. So we should never exclude it. We should never not talk about it or ignore it. If the
Jesus
Bible
talked
isn't
about
ignoring
it.
it, like, right, if Jesus talked about it, we should be talking about it. We should have an understanding.
Yeah. And I just, I don't know. I think there's a pendulumitis that goes on in the church where, you know, it was taught maybe not in a very loving way. And so it got a bad rap and then we swung the pendulum way over. But I also think Satan wants us to, he wants to skew what hell really looks like.
And
And I
dilute it,
know,
yeah.
yeah. And I know in our culture, one of the big lies that I hear all the time is like, it's just going to be a big party. Who cares? Right? We're just going to
Yeah.
do, have fun. And, you know, Satan's in control. And that's not true because he's not.
Yeah.
God is in
Right.
control. And he is actually, I think what started us down this road is in the Zoom room one day, I talked about, we were talking about the omnipresence of God and that God is actually present in hell. And everybody like fell
Yeah.
off their chairs. And I'm like, you can't say that God is omnipresent and then say he's not in, his presence is not in hell. But the difference
Yeah.
is his wrath, the his character
Right.
trait of wrath, divine wrath is present there. And there's a lack of
Right.
relationship. There's no way you can have a
Well,
relationship with him there.
yeah. Let's I wanted to the first thing that I think about when I think about this topic is the story of Lazarus and the rich man. So I think I want to just read through that so we kind of get like an understanding of from like an actual perspective of somebody who is in hell and what that was like, because
Yeah,
this is
yes.
the
And that's a
story
parable.
is
It's a, yeah, it's a parable that Jesus
yeah.
wrote. So it's technically not a
Right.
true story. It's a parable, but it does give us a much better picture of that
Insight. Yeah.
insight.
Yeah. So, yes, parable of the rich man and Lazarus. So there was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed in purple and fine linen and who lived each day in luxury. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus who was covered in sores. As Lazarus lay there, longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. Finally, the poor man died and was carried by the angels to sit beside Abraham in the heavenly banquet. And the rich man also died and was buried, and he went to the place of the dead. There in torment, he saw Abraham in the far distance with Lazarus at his side. The rich man shouted, "Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames." But Abraham said to him, "Son, remember that during your lifetime you had everything you wanted, and Lazarus had nothing. So now he is here being comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides, there is a great chasm separating us. No one can cross over to you from here, and no one can cross over to us from there." Then the rich man said, "Please, Father Abraham, at least send him to my father's home, for I have five brothers, and I want him to warn them so they don't end up in this place of torment." But Abraham said, "Moses and the prophets have warned them. Your brothers can read what they wrote." The rich man replied, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone is sent to them from the dead, then they will repent of their sins and turn to God." But Abraham said, "If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't be persuaded, even if somebody rises from the dead." So it's a lot. But
it's a lot, yes.
What that tells us is that hell is a place of eternal torment filled with endless physical pain, constant grief, and constant regret of never having known Jesus. And I just can't imagine, like, when you sit here and think about the grief that you feel sometimes, any sort of grief, it's just a heavy burden.
Yeah.
It's so heavy. And the weight of that and just regret is so heavy. And so just having those feelings all for eternity.
Yeah. And I think one of the questions that, you know, why is there a hell? And we don't talk about sin and that we have a God that requires payment for our sin. So if you go into the Old Testament and you look at the temple and, you know, there was sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice for sin. I mean, blood flowed on in the temple, right? And it must have smelled so bad. I mean, there was a lot of death. There was a lot of blood. There was, and it was nasty. It was a nasty place. But see, we here in, you know, under the new covenant, and especially in America, we have no idea what that is, but there was the requirement to pay for sin. It was death. I mean, that goes all the way back to Genesis, where, you know, Adam and Eve chose to rebel against God and do their own thing and walk in sin. And the first thing God did was had to kill an animal to make clothing for them to cover their shame. And so we see that there was a sacrifice made from the very beginning, but God had a plan and he stuck to it. And Jesus is our sacrifice. The sacrifice that we just celebrated this for Easter, that he was the one who paid the price for our sin. It was his blood that was shed once and for all sin. And so when we see that there's an eternal payment that's needed for sin, and there's only two options. Either I pay for that eternally myself, or I receive Jesus's free gift of salvation from having to pay for that sin and live in heaven with him. Those are the only two options. And we don't talk about that anymore. And I do really believe that that's why we have no fear of God at all, because we've been taught that he's all loving. I mean, I just heard a pastor say this, that he can't understand, you know, two people walking in sin, how that's an abomination to God if they're serving in the church. And all of a sudden I'm like, but then that's not how that works.
Here's the thing. That statement doesn't make any sense. The statement that culture makes, or that people make, that God is all love. Well, if God is all love, he also has to be completely just, because his love and his justice don't exist apart from one another. They are one in the same. If you are all love, you have to be perfectly just.
Yeah.
And so we can't just sit here and say that God is all love and ignore his justice.
Right. And his wrath against sin. You know, I mean, and that's what all of this is. And, you know, when you read Revelation, you see that, and you see that Satan himself is thrown into the lake of fire, that God is the one ultimately in control, and that Satan has no power at all when it comes to that. And that this is a legit place. And,
Yeah,
you know,
well,
Satan's not even in charge of it, and neither of his are his demons. God is in full control of
right.
all of
And
it.
here's the thing is that scripture tells us that hell was created for Satan and his demons, for the fallen angels. And we, having the free gift to choose, or the gift of choosing, we get to choose who will be our master here on earth. And that choice that we make follows us into eternity. And,
That's
you
good.
know, it says in Ephesians 2, by grace we are saved, not by works. By grace. And so it's
By
like you were
grace through
saying, you
faith,
have
yep.
through faith. Yep, sorry. By grace through faith. Thank you. And it's like you were just saying, the only attribute of God that you experience in hell is his wrath. You don't get his grace. When you, if you've chosen to reject his free gift of salvation in your earthly life, his grace is gone after that. That doesn't exist. That attribute of God doesn't exist in hell, along with the others, which is his goodness, his kindness, his mercy, and his love. That is gone. His holiness excludes us from his presence because it's like we're saying sin and holiness can't coexist.
You can't walk in sin and say that you're holy and stand before a holy God.
Right.
And,
And
you know,
so,
it's like kind of thumbing your nose at him at that point.
right. And just to kind of like make things really clear, going back to my statement of in Ephesians, by grace through faith you are saved, it's not by your works. And I think there's also you know, it's taught in some religions that it's all about works. It's about, you know, you do this, you get baptized, you go do this, you say these things, you pray this way, you talk to these people, I don't know, whatever it is, like you do all these things and then you're a child of God. That's not correct. You are not a child of God until you have chosen to repent from your sins and turn to God and make Jesus Lord and Savior of his life. Then you are adopted into his family. And
I
we
yes.
need to
Yeah.
get that right because the only people that will be in heaven are children of God. You
Right. The
cannot
yep.
be spiritually dead and be in heaven. You have
Right.
to, you will be, only those who are
Yeah.
spiritually alive will go to heaven, not because you've done A, B, and C, not because, you know, your kid doesn't, you don't just, I don't know, whatever, go baptize your kid and then your kid is a child of God. That's not how that works. You
Yeah.
personally make that decision for yourself.
Yes, and it's John 1:12 that he gave, you know, those who believe in him, he gave the right to become children of God. And that is a very subtle line. I just heard that from a pulpit this weekend where the pastor said, we are all children of God, and that's not true.
No,
We are all
no.
created in the image of God. We are all created
Yep.
in the image of God, but we are not all children of God.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
the one thing that God will never violate is our free will. He gave us free will. He
Yeah.
wants us to, he loves all of us. He loves the people
Right.
that are not coming to heaven. He loves every single one of us.
Yeah.
But he's also just.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love you guys as my kids, but that doesn't mean there wasn't boundaries. That doesn't mean that you had to follow a certain set of rules in our home. And it's the same
Right.
with God. You know, as his
Yeah.
child, and our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if your name's not written there, you're not going to heaven.
Yeah.
And you know, and there's
It
no other
says that in
option. There's,
Revelation.
yep,
Revelation
it's
chapter 20 or 21, yeah.
yeah, and so I think it comes down to we don't talk about that there's only two choices.
Right. It's
And
very simple.
I think there would be so much more of an urgency to evangelize and to share Jesus with our friends and our children and pray for people and intercede for people if we really grasped the fact that there is a hell and that it's very
Yeah.
real and that there will be people there. And, you know, it's sad because the Bible says that narrow is the road. And few
Yeah.
find it, but wide
Yeah.
is the road to hell, and many are walking it. And, you know, when you talk about your kids too, and I wanted to cover this for the last few minutes that we're on here, is, you know, What do we tell our kids? Like, how do we
Yeah.
explain this to our children? Like,
Because
I'm
you
pretty
need to talk
sure
about it.
we do need to talk about it. And I'm pretty sure you guys had an understanding that there was a heaven and a hell. I mean, I
Yeah.
don't
Oh, yeah.
remember having in-depth conversations about it, but it was a truth that we spoke about, you know,
Yeah.
and it wasn't even turn or burn kind of stuff. It's like, here's the
No.
facts. You know,
Right.
here's the biblical facts that there is a heaven and there's a hell, and your kids are gonna ask these questions. So
Yeah.
it's, you know, we gotta have answers for them. But I think, you know, when kids are young, I mean, I don't, there's certain things you just don't say because they're not
No.
cognitively
Like
able.
I right, I'm not Mila's turning 5 this year. I'm not here sitting her down and saying, "Listen, like you get to make this choice, and if you choose the wrong choice, you're just gonna burn for eternity in hell." Like I that's not a 5-year-old conversation. Now,
No.
what I do talk to her about is that are things in a way that she will understand. So she understands the difference between good choices and bad choices. I really drive this home in my home. Like
Yeah, it's
every
good.
time they make a bad choice, are you making a good choice or a bad choice? Why was that a bad choice? Should you like what should you be doing instead? And so instead of having like kind of a like crazy conversation about hell, it's more for her. I sit her down and say, listen, Jesus wants you to do everything that is good and perfect and pleasing, and Satan wants to tempt you to do what's bad and mean. And so when we are tempted, when you are tempted to do something bad, then that's from Satan. You don't want to do that. You want to be obedient to Jesus, who's going to lead you down the right path to do good, and it'll bring you joy and whatever. I don't know. Could go on and on, but you know,
The
that's more of the conversation for that
conversation.
age is, yeah.
And as they mature, I mean, then, you know, some more in-depth conversations come up because,
Right.
you know, it was interesting. I was just had a conversation with a good friend of mine just over Easter, and this whole concept of heaven and hell, and we were talking about it. And I don't know if something came up at church or whatever, but they were saying, you know, a lot of people, when people die, they'll say, well, they're in a better place. And I looked at her and I said, yeah, maybe, maybe.
Maybe.
Because if they don't know Jesus,
Not everyone goes
no.
to a better place.
No, and she, that's what she was getting at. And it was like, she's a young believer, so all of this stuff is very new to her, and like you can see lights coming on and dots being connected. And I said, right, some people, this world is the only heaven they will ever experience.
Yeah.
And that's heavy, because this world is a hot mess right now.
Yeah.
A
Yeah.
hot mess.
Yeah.
But I think
Sure.
we kind of started the conversation, right? And if you
Yeah.
guys want to have more conversation with us about that, on Spotify, there's an opportunity for you to make comments on each episode. We're also over on Instagram at legacy underscore a mom podcast. You can go follow us, and we'd love to talk to you more about this and maybe how to explain things to your child and all of
Yeah.
that kind of stuff. I mean, we're definitely not going to unpack heaven and hell in one podcast, but hopefully
Right, yeah.
this has got the conversation going, and we can move forward from here. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much that you have given us your truth in your word. Lord, I pray that this, first of all, would not be a scary conversation, but just a matter of fact, this is what it says, black and white. And Lord, that we wouldn't be afraid to approach this, that this, Lord God, would be the full gospel that we teach in our homes and with our friends and all the things. Lord, help us to speak truth and love. And Lord, help us to love our friends enough to warn them that they don't want to go to hell. They want to come to heaven. Lord, I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.